Chevra, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. We're still here celebrating Purim of the last Yidden on the eastern coast of America celebrating Purim. But we also have to get ready for the Heilige Shabbos Kodesh and the Parsha's Parshat Tzav. So we're going to share a Torah, a Talmud, the big Talmud. Tzadik Yisoyed Olam, Ari Mirza, sitting next to me, he said we should darshan the following pasuk. The pasuk says, Eish tamid tukad al mizbeach le'sichbe. Eish tamid tukad al mizbeach le'sichbe. An eternal flame should be burning on the mizbeach le'sichbe. It should not be extinguished. What's the obvious question, Chevra? The obvious question is the pasuk is redundant, it's superfluous. Once we tell me it's an Eish Tamid, it's a continual, constant flame, why does it have to tell me it's Loisichbe, not to be extinguished? If it's an Eish Tamid, obviously Loisichbe. Says the Rishalmi. The Rishalmi, I think, is so important for this moment in time as we try to the best of our ability to take the Heilige Yontav of Purim into the year. The Yerushalmi says, Loisichbe af b'ma'asos. Loisichbe af b'ma'asos. It can't be extinguished even when we're traveling. Meaning what? One would think, when the Mishkan was set up, in its makom, in its place, and you're doing avodah, so it's an internal flame, should always be ready to burn karbanos, whatever it might be. But when you're traveling, is there a need for the flame to be burning bright on the mizbeach? You're traveling from one mokum to another. Maybe you put out the flame for the travels. Maybe it's safer that way. Comes along the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi comes to teach us that even when you're traveling, leisich be'af b'masos, the eternal flame has to be burning bright. The flame of the Mizbeach is the flame of Torah and the flame of Avodas Hashem. And it's teaching us that there are times in life where it's so simple. When I'm in a base medrash, I'm in a base knesses, I'm in a heilige yontav of Purim, I'm at a Purim Suda, I'm at a Masibah, I'm wherever it might be. So Eish Tamid Tukad. My eternal flame is burning bright. Loisichbe. It can't be extinguished when I travel away from it in the same way. When I move away from that Heilige Zman, the Heilige Makom, when I move away from that time and that place that has inspired me, I have to take it with me, the flame has to be burning bright. Loisichbe af b'masos. As we're sitting here, as Purim has become Shushan Purim, and Purim is here for the entire year. As we said over before, Purim is Gematria 336, and there are 354 days in the lunar calendar. 18 of them are Yontav Midaraisa, 354 minus 18 is 336. And Purim's Gematria 336 to show that every day of the year, not just a Yontav when I'm close to Hashem, every day I can be close to Hashem. Every day I have to elevate and be close to Hashem. Whether it's easy that I'm inspired because of the Makom I'm in and the Zman that I'm in, or every moment of life. Af b'masos eish tamid. Tukad al mizbeach. How so? If I realize it doesn't matter where I am, and it doesn't matter when it is, I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that too is Purim. Purim is Gematria 336. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me Matana. 336 is exactly Gematria Yesh Hashem. Yesh Yud Kei Vav Kei. Because on Purim we recognize Hashem is always here, even when he seems so nister. But when I realize he's always here, then I recognize and I know it doesn't matter where I am and when it is. I don't have to be standing by Koisul Maravi. I don't have to be by Ni'ilo and Yom Kippur. I don't even have to be by Purim Suda. And I can be close to Hashem every moment. And that's the Avodah. The Avodah of Purim is to carry Purim into the year. And that's why right away, as we leave Purim, in Perek Vav, Pasuk Vav, this week's Sedra, right? It's true, I think. Perek Vav, Pasuk Vav, this week's Sedra, we're going to lay an Eish Tamid Tukad al Mizbeach le'sichbe. To remember that this flame that we ignited now, there are times when we need to ignite flames. And we have been ignited through Purim, but that flame in no way is extinguished as we leave Purim. In no way is extinguished. It's burning bright into the year. We should all be zoicha to mamish keep Purim with us, and the schus of keeping Purim with us, lo sichbe, but not being extinguished, then we'll be zoiche. That not just like in Purim, there was geula that was a kati avdei achashverosh anan. There was a geula when there was still, not yet a Beis HaMikdash. We're still under the jurisdiction of another malchus. We should be zoiche in the schus that we keep Purim. The fire of Purim burning bright, will be zoicha to geula shlema, b'mheira b'yameinu with bias mashiach, and we'll still be celebrating Purim. As Chazal say, we still celebrate Yom Kippur and Purim, so we'll celebrate Purim, and we'll celebrate Purim every day of every moment with mashiach zidkenu b'mheira b'yameinu. Hail the Shabbos Kodesh, Simcha Bracha.